PFAS refers to a group of man-made chemicals that, when ingested, is linked to health risks, including cancer. Two of Rhinelander's five municipal wells are currently offline after the discovery of high levels of PFAS. Tingem's white paper, which is available on WXPR.org, explains more about the nature of PFAS and explores possible local sources of contamination. Tingem suggested Rhinelander test the leachate of its unlined, uncapped landfill, which has been unused for about 40 years. This week, the Rhinelander Common Council approved the plan, with Council President Ryan Rossing leading the way.
This would potentially identify or rule out an area that is of concern. And we have a doctor who has been doing this for years who thinks that this is a good idea for Rhinelander, and therefore I agree with his proposal.
Two aldermen, Gerald Anderson and Tom Kelly, expressed concern. They wanted to know why testing would happen at the old landfill, which is located behind the former Shopko building on the south side of the city. Contamination was found in wells located at the airport, miles away from the landfill site, as Kelly pointed out.
I think we should be looking at the airport as opposed to this. This is closed down 40 years ago, and like Gerald says, it takes quite a bit to get this water from Shopko to the airport.
Ultimately, Anderson was the only alderman opposed to spending $15,000 for the testing. The plan will move forward. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.